Ladies and gentlemen, please do not panic, but scream! Scream for your lives!
Mom?
There's rules in this theater, and if you don't scream, it may kill you! Scream! Scream! Keep screaming! Scream for your lives! It's here! It's over here!
Mom?
Let a man or woman venture from the well-beaten path of civilization. Let him cross the threshold of the limited intellect, and he encounters amazing, wondrous things, the unknown and terrible. If he escapes these weird adventures with his life, he will usually find he left his reason behind him. Perhaps that is what happened to these two souls, lost in a great Mexican desert. But then, ask yourself, why would anyone trod from the usually well-traveled roads of this modern age? From the luxury of an air-conditioned automobile.
A prairie squid. That's prairie squid dropping. Oh, the desert, they have a poisonous sheath that irritates the skin, so...
Well, Randy sure told him, didn't he? Can you imagine the delight on their faces when he pulled his panties down and there was the ogle stick that Grandpa had promised? I talk about an oblique gesture. Some say he was stumped that way from the day he was born. Others say he'd been headed that way all his long and miserable life. But as they sat him down into his virtual moment chair for his last virtual moment in this here virtual life, all I could think of as the monitor's dims was Mom's frozen apple pie. 300 pounds of it sitting on his lap. His hair's getting hairier.
The subgenius owl of slack.
We enter, and the door is sealed behind us.
Captain to passengers, fasten safety belts, please. We're preparing to blast. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, rocket away!
Rocket away, rocket away, by rocket to the moon. In just 8 minutes, the Earth behind us looks like a giant balloon.
Captain, stop the rocket. I left my wallet in another suit. It isn't in my pocket.
You won't need your wallet here. 1,000 miles from the atmosphere.
Ooh. It's not a nightmare that's going to end. It's just beginning because it's inside me.
I put a gun in my mouth and blew away my vast knowledge.
Some critters been getting in here chewing up the hogs. Killed one of the mules, too. Tore her head all up.
Head or brain.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rush Limbaugh!
They say that I'm sleaze and elitist. You please, everybody disagrees with my rap.
It is rap.
I'm horrendous, I'm appalling. My ratings now are falling because I'm so full of bull, so full of crap.
Full of crap.
With condescending cries, making money, selling lies. You might say, everybody hates my guts.
Hates his guts.
I'm offensive, I'm a bigot, I'm a fraud. Can you dig it? I'm a sexist, racist, homophobic, fat, pathetic cuts.
I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
That's right.
I really am,
because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
That's right.
You're being scammed.
I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
I don't care about the middle class, because I'm a fat conservative butthead with the face of a horse's ass.
He's a fat conservative butthead.
Hey,
the face of horses.
I have a subhuman figure, a huge rear end. My brain, that's another story.
It's quite another story.
I have a face the size of a washtub, and my ass is as big as Missouri. Yes!
This bastard is sick, he's a fat mom,
is
big, and his ass is as big as Missouri.
Yes, sir, Reba.
Manipulating statements, exaggerate the truth. I can't believe they hate my show. It's
fire.
It's not just because I'm stupid. It's not just because I'm scum. It's just because Republicans are liars. I am heartless. I am vain, insensitive, insane. They say that I'm a national disgrace. I am nasty, insulting, basically revolting. I'm a concentrated pile of human waste. Because I'm a Nazi. I really am, because I'm a Nazi. That's right. You're being scammed. I'm a Nazi. I don't care about the middle classes. I'm a sick Republican sleazeball with the face of a horse's ass.
He's a sick Republican sleazeball with the face of a horse's ass.
They say that this is not about my vanity. They doubt my sanity. They think I'm nuts. I am a cyst on the ass of humanity. New Republican slogan, read my tuts. From the bowels of Abe comes the voice of Rush Limbaugh. In closing, let me say that each and every day, I'm an evil, rotten, egotistical snob. I'm the cop of Joe McCarthy-like Gestapo, the right-wing, foam-at-the-mouth, jack-booted slob, the democratic trashin', years of liberal bashin' with the equivalent compassion of a grommet. With the IQ of a fig, I'm a fat, obnoxious pig. And the truth of the matter is, I'm vomit. Because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
I really am, because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
You're being scammed. I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
I don't care about the middle class, because I'm a fear-mongering scumbag with the face of a horse's ass.
He's a fat conservative
buckhead. Hey, sick Republican sleazeball. Fear-mongering scumbag.
Oh.
Egotistical ass bite. Mean-spirited, hog-wallering fat conservative tux.
With the face of a horse's ass. Mega dildos, Rush!
You better, we must destroy you. To save the town, we had to destroy it. To save democracy, we had to destroy it. To save the world, we must destroy it.
Destroy!
And while you're saving the world, why don't you save me a little piece, you know, and then you can like blow up the rest and let me have some fun.
To carve a worm.
To carve a worm as neatly as one might carve a stick of butter.
To carve up a world between the corporations. Which means between my friends.
and my friend's friends, and here they are at the Monocle Parlor Ballroom. This is a very exclusive place, inhabited and frequented by only the 1% of the 1%.
There's Mrs. Rockefeller.
Ready, stay,
look, there's Mr. Shank.
Oh, look, his skin cancer is much better.
Look,
now.
There's Mr. Morgan.
Everybody,
he's getting on in years.
Yes, he's still got that terrible club foot, though, but he'll be fine. He's got more money than
Dave,
I need.
Somebody tell Dave to shut up.
Oh, there's
down
the
there.
Anheuser-Busch's.
I think we have one of the dissidents underneath
the
bushes. There he is. He's by the curtain.
He's hiding in the Anheuser-Busch,
sir.
Come in the shit.
Oh, damn. Thanks, Chaz. Way to go. Friends, that Rush Limbaugh song, I don't know who Rush got to help him with that, although I got it off of alt.binary/slack via time control, friends. Time control. And that's what this, our number 774 of Slack, is about. Time control. A whole sty full of Connie types. Full of time control. And show collisions. We'll, of course, include KPFA Puzzling Evidence and G. Gordon Gordon Gary Gabrog Friend.
It's a lot like talking to any tape. I know it's difficult because we haven't ever called up a radio station before and talked to just a dumb old tape. Here it is, an 8-track tape answering you.
Yes.
But you can't believe you're talking to an intelligent machine.
Cleared.
I know. This is your future. Your phones will act like us very soon.
Any question.
Bob will massage men. 776-2438.
Okay, Bob.
Is that your Bob?
That's right.
Yeah.
Bob is her guy.
I heave a sigh. Our love will never die. Bob is my guy.
Bob. Bob.
Bob is my guy.
Yes.
This is Stochastic Resonant Bob.
Everything's digital here. We're not live. That's why we can't take any
That's
calls.
Right.
This show has been entirely on...
Basically, you have to use the digits of your right or left hand to operate anything on this show. That includes move the turntable around with your fingers, too.
But we don't use turntables. We only use broken tape decks here on the Hour of Slack. And friends, praise Bob.
Praise
a tape deck
Bob.
Can be smashed to pieces. But if it's needed for the Hour
and
of Slack,
Bob
it will...
Bob has to have a frump zippy lobster.
Yes.
Has this ever happened to you?
Why, I should have been there, Ted. It was great. There was free booze, great music, one of the best parties I ever went to. Where were you that night?
Oh, I just kind of stayed home and watched TV. I guess I should have gone, huh?
Didn't you feel stupid? Didn't you wish you could go back to that night, that party? Well, maybe now there's a way to learn how to do that very thing. Introducing Bob's School of Time Control. At Bob's, you'll learn how to speed time, slow time, and make time run backwards.
Backwards.
But most importantly, you'll be learning how to make time work for you. How, you may ask? Well, just ask this man here, an actual graduate of Bob's School of Time Control.
One day, my dog ran out in front of a truck. Blango. My dog was dead. Was I sad? Till I met Bob. Bob showed me how I could go back, get the registration number for the car, do a slip job on the brakes, and wouldn't you know it, that truck went off into a ditch and burst into flames just exactly a block before he could hit old Booger. Ain't that right, fella?
Yes, just imagine the horrible things that could be undone tomorrow if you had only gone to Bob's School of Time Control today. Courses start yesterday, but you can catch up. Just right, Bob's School of Time Control, the universe.
Bob's School of Time Control, a division of Subgenius Industries Unlimited.
He stopped the watch for a few seconds.
No, hell. Look, if he starts this thing, he won't be able to stop it. It's immortality. With a price more costly than death. The world stops spinning and the clock stops moving, but something is still ticking and wearing on the inside. And every time you let it go, like I'm doing right now, you can feel the wear. I know from 342 years of experience that time control can only go awry. So please, for his own sake, tell the bastard to knock it off.
What if you could turn back the clock even on Earth and start over again? You know, would the same things happen?
Would you go back in time and kill Hitler? Even though he might be the very one who killed the man who would destroy the entire world.
I would go back in time to when the first lizard
kissed Hitler. Kissed Hitler.
Because we're really evolved from the lizards,
okay,
right?
Okay, we're still
so you
lizards.
Kill the first lizard, and it's some other form of life that comes out, not a lizard.
Not specifically lizard.
Maybe a polyp.
Perhaps an insect-based intelligent life.
Polyps come out sometimes.
A harlequin, a Friday Jones.
Okay, say our polyps were evolving at a rate that was so rapidly fast that we could not control. Would you go back as in a Hitler suit, like one of those first characters, as a one-shell creature, start your own jail, and kill the polyp?
Would you step on that butterfly to make everything be spelled wrong 60 million years
you
later?
As Americans.
Would you do it?
Brace yourselves together with these mighty hernia braces. This is designed by my cousin
Lou
and I.
Would you play frisbee with God?
Stand firmly and fastly in front of the rest of your renegade crew and laugh like dogs until the cows return.
Everybody has to eat shaving cream once in a while.
That stuff comes right out of the center of the earth and straight into our supermarkets.
The yellow sons of bitches. They took their own lives. Commie bastards, you cheated me.
When I was out among you, I always believed, as you do, that time exists in a sequential pattern, one day following another, one year after another, each century following the previous one. But it's not like that at all.
Steve, you know what this is, don't you? It's a time-space warp.
I felt a communication, a series of images, after which I knew what was happening to us, and I knew our fear was unnecessary.
Try putting an electrode soaked in saline solution on your head and another one strapped to your leg and then slamming 2,000 volts between them. If it hurts, let me know.
I have never seen anyone so terrified or so unable to release her fear tension.
He is screwing up my karma!
He must still be in shock. All he does is sit around all day babbling about some 7-foot monster.
Jellyfish do it.
Even fish do it.
But what do they do?
Imagine modern simulation.
In the year 2006, fish not only do it, they do it in style at the downtown arena. The moms and dads and kids alike.
In the water
it's
that you drink.
Done regularly in the water you're drinking right now. So sit back, plop a nice cube, and put those feet up on the chaise lounge. It's time for the Spunk Patrol.
English souls.
The fish are doing it, huh? I don't like to watch the fish do it. The fish doing it reminds me of Bob in his more recalcitrant, more flaccid days.
Oh, I remember Bob and Connie on Valentine's Day. The little bat-winged hearts, you could almost see them. Well, psychics could see them flying between Bob and Connie.
As
they walked on the sidewalk hand in hand,
I could
pantsless and panties and skirts.
The boats going up and down the Seine. You can hear the singing of the boat guys.
And Bob with his funny little beret cocked on the side of his
Look, cock. He's wearing a funny little shirt with a nipple cut out so he can drink the wine and let it fall where it may.
No.
Yeah, what a jolly
shopping for butt plugs. Along the Sacre de Mer.
Ah, le Sacre de Mer. Let's go over to Montparnasse and see if we can find those green butt plugs with the sequins. Ah, they're so hard to find.
Yes, and we shall commit some paintings and some artwork.
Ah, we will commit...
And we will go to see Jerry Lewis movies.
Ah, is it Jerry Lewis?
And we'll listen to Lonesome Cowboy Dave. He also is a genius.
Oh, I love Lonesome Cowboy Dave. True American stupidity, eh?
Oh, only the Americans can be so brilliantly stupid.
I listen to the Oddly Show all the time, and believe me, from my limited English, I can tell you these people have no idea what they're talking about, which makes them so funny.
La la, more truffles.
Hey, David. Now, let's stop down by the river and have our feet crushed and sing a morality song from the Middle Ages, eh?
Ooh la la.
I remember those days well. I remember when the Saracens attacked the city. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm confessing. Are you ready, Isia? Sit down and start yourself.
Sorry, I was wool gathering.
The cultural moment is almost expired. I wonder if you want more time.
Yes, please. One thing, waiter. What country is this?
Well, at the current time with the checkpoint and also...
That's the other thing. What time do you have? What day, by the way?
I have to make a terrible mess here and stop for a brief moment.
I don't recognize those cars. What year car is that new one over there, waiter?
It's a brand new 1934 Escadrille. The show must go on.
Man, time control. It was just like the old man said. Time control must always go awry. I was a fool. I was a fool to follow Bob and his insane plans. He was like a madman, throwing these glass beakers and his Tesla coils back across the laboratory in a rage, trying to bring life to the battery. Then finally, he got it plugged in. My God, man, I thought that surely he was just a crackpot, a kook, a madman, but yet, here I find myself in 1934, some little town in France, I guess it is.
Whistle while you work, monsieur. I spilled the wine, I'm afraid, all over my lady's lap and all over your forehead. What is that in your forehead?
What? Oh, my God. The clock.
This is wonderful.
Let me look at this mirror over here. Wait a minute. The clock is... Right. It looks...
A quarter?
Why does it know? It looks right in the mirror, which means it must be installed in my head... backwards so that it will look right in a mirror. What have they done? What did Bob do to me?
Bob did nothing to you, my friend.
He put this good, stupid clock in my forehead.
Just relax, monsieur. Everyone has this stupid clock in the forehead.
What kind of insurance?
What kind of insurance? It's not a show.
It's supposed to be a show.
Miss, I am afraid you have used up your entire virtual moment. Please get out of the... Yes, monsieur. Next.
And I pushed the button.
Next, monsieur. I'm sorry. Your virtual moment is over.
Extraterrestrials, fact or fiction, Star Wars, fantasy or reality, millions wonder. Presently, millions of ETs are under the control of a being who is cunning, fearsome, perverted, and enemy number one.
1974. Is the year that they are now planning for sex on the street in every major city from coast to coast.
You know, I think that we'd be shocked if we walked through some of our schools today.
And get ready for a shock. The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious,
junk called rock and roll.
She and his destructive forces take delight in causing tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, floods, and blizzards.
Set also on the streets in every major city from coast to coast.
Lies away and hallelujah, hallelujah, helps to
A Satanic Jamboree by Jupiter Research, friends. Before that, New Monet, Clippy Snips, a bad film, ESO Swamp Radio with Lonesome Cowboy Dave and Chad Smith, and yours truly, Falling for Toby. Clips from the film by Idnax Stang. Bleepo did Bob's School of Time Control, and it's miraculous, friends, as was the Tucson Subgenius Devival called The Oasis of Slack. It's sponsored by Tucson's own Reverend Crawford Smith, as featured now in this special report.
Oh, I'm going to post Eternal Salvation for $30, subgenius.com.
Stop
if I was the other people in that chat room, I'd be going, oh, no, it's one of those Subgenius creeps. Stupid Bob people. Oh, God. Speaking of stupid Bob people, man, I just got back from a devival in Tucson where a very mysterious thing happened.
It's difficult for our modern world of statistics and electronics to accept miracles. But you could almost call this a miracle. A genuine miracle. Out of hundreds and thousands of square miles of heat and seared wasteland, where the vultures wait for the other vultures to die, the desert of death.
And it hurts. It really, really hurts, you know. It's a horrible agony that begins and increases, you know. That's how you can tell it's a scorpion. Because other venoms are disseminated.
Now, aren't there the tiny little Arizona scorpions that scamper up your urethra?
Oh, I hope.
Tail first.
Boy, that's.
As if daring you to, you know, try to squeeze them out.
This is the Oasis of Slack. I got off the plane and here we are. And this is the Oasis of Slack, but
I don't see the Oasis.
I don't feel the slack. Maybe the of. I guess this the of.
The first mysterious thing was that Chicken John and Mongoloid showed up all the way from San Francisco.
I get old Chicken John and Mong
3D Dobbs head made out of a wood frame, chicken wire, and paper mache, and a blowtorch.
That's the way I like it.
A giant Dobbs head. Now, they really just had to get rid of the damn thing. They built it, and you know, a year ago, and it had been rotting.
Well, the whole barbecue.
You know, what do you do with a giant 80-foot tall Dobbs? Okay, you take the face and you take it to Tucson, and the idea was they were going to trick the Tucson host, Reverend Crawford Smith. That's our cousin.
So easily tricked he is.
They were by leaving the Dobbs head on his doorstep. This is like
thinking that perhaps
tall monster face.
That Dobbs-like creature had actually pertained itself into his progressive enemy.
And they did.
And they did.
While Crawford and us were at the party. But when we came back to Crawford's place, the giant Dobbs head, which they claim they left there, was gone. Gone somewhere in Tucson or mayhaps in outer
Somebody
space.
Somebody stole the giant
Someone
Dobbs?
Someone has a Dobbs head so big that it takes a pickup truck and four people to carry.
Doesn't that sound like the kind
it
of...
It takes four hardy men
like
to carry this Dobbs head, my friend.
Every day
and
your
where
life.
Is it?
Lost you wake up early in the morning and there's an 80-pound, 60-foot high
dungeon?
Dobbs head in your front yard. And as you step out across the mail, the newspapers, and the dead laundry, you notice that Dobbs head's not only smiling, he's talking to you.
Smoking.
And he's not only talking, he's talking trash.
obnoxious as the giant Bob.
But as Dean pulls
look
over
at the
toward
size
the
of that thing.
Huge
dots the size of boulders.
I've never seen grain like that.
No wonder they make the sphinxes. Look, here are the jewels. We've got to get up to his forehead and pull one of those out of his eyes and get it back to Dobbs.
But watch out for the brow. Don't get caught in the brow. Whatever you do.
Tangled mess of wires and cables.
Yes.
Steve gets out on the driver's side.
Cybernetic brow.
We'll just push all this tape aside here.
Instantly, the gunman fires.
Oh, look out! Look out! He's shooting at him! Oh, no, look, the Flash Magnus, they got me! We're back in the vehicle. Let's get out of here real fast.
Entire supply. Wait a minute, I'm going back for the glass vials.
Going too fast now.
Oh,
the tape's all wrapped around my legs.
We left all the drugs over there.
Okay,
you don't have to
try
to carry me down.
I've
got to carry these hollow pills down here and alter the president's body before the rest of these guys get back.
The giant pills have been brought down from the ground.
This story's getting real confusing and fast. We can just hold out till next week.
Okay,
I feel better now. Maybe if I take some more of that Wotan, then I'll be able to walk out.
Rub a little gabrofran into the sore part there and you'll be okay.
The legions are growing. My name is Legion. And yours is...
Hey.
Yours is...
Is Mr. Legion here?
Sir, you're...
Paging Mr. Legion. Did you say your name was Legion, sir?
No, I said my name was... Repetition is the key to the bandaged head. Repetition is the key to art. Repetition is the key to redundancy.
Repetition. It is the key to learning and to Dobstown. And as the great gates
first
open up and the high priestess ushers Dave in.
Millie and I, a woman greeted us at the dock. She was wearing a lei and a sauna dress. And she said she was related to the great late singer, Ema Sumac, if you could imagine such a thing. But there she was in a zip-up top, and her head was all zipped up, believe me. There wasn't a part showing, and there was no sunshine coming through the back door either, the way old Mammy and Pappy down on the farm used to sprinkle. She was clean to the muck, 100%. They said they were going to still have to do a few things. So she led us around. We had a few eggnogs. We stood and watched the trees burn. And then we entered the actual inner center sanctorum of Dobstown itself. It was beautiful.
Look at those gigantic sculpted statues carved from the native volcanic rock.
Oh, my God.
They look like famous subgenius radio personalities. What's that bald-headed one? That's Lonesome Cowboy Dave.
And look, the
one with the giant lips.
I've never seen a blue
Dances with rockets. And that really handsome one. Isn't that supposed to be Reverend Stagg?
The lined with silver. And
the mountain itself, my God, I just realized. It's carved into a gigantic Dobbs head.
Stang, you must
the
come
The size
over
of in. 10 Mount Rushmores.
Try this chocolate phosphate drinking fountain. It's free. Oh, my God. It's delicious, and it's psychoactive, too. I can feel everything. I can feel my knees. I can feel my sandwiches. I had three sandwiches in my back pocket, and they're speaking to me, Stanley.
Learn from the sandwiches. Feel of your sandwich, Dave. Feel of it.
Have you ever been kissed by a girl like this?
Strange. The monstrous assurance of this race of puny bipeds with overblown egos. The creature who calls himself man. He believes he owns the earth, and every living thing on it exists only for his benefit. Yet how foolish he is. Consider, even the lowly insect that man trods underfoot outweighs humanity several times and outnumbers him by countless billions. In the continuing war for survival between man and the hexapods, only an utter fool would bet against the insect.
You have such reptile eyes like a lizard that weave the spell.
Bandage the lizard, see him running across the floor, see him skittering out the door.
I couldn't sleep.
Every little sheep that jumped over the fence landed under a horny ramp. The only time I want to feel somebody toss him and turn him in bed is when I'm helping him.
Hey, Popus! Go ahead.
Well, I think we all agree that Popus Lilith is a beautiful woman, a beautiful man, a beautiful spiritual entity, which few of us would dare to disagree with, I think, in the
and
dark.
Sometimes that entity would light up its pipe.
Popus
Lilith, are you going to be at the Tucson Devival on February 10th? Arizona.
I'm going to be here in Seattle celebrating my 31st birthday and working on the first ever Subgenius Devival.
Oh, Devival!
The Arcani Devival has come of age.
Will it never?
Are you a transsexual or a transvestite Subgenius? There's an important event coming up for you, with you in mind.
For the past 15 years, I'm willing to give Connie a chance, and if you would too, I bet you would clean up for a change.
I've been into Connie before.
Oh my God!
It wasn't all it's cracked up to be.
Hey, Bob. Connie's real nice, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah.
You got to get real friendly with Connie, you know.
Yeah, but who hasn't?
She's the whore of Babylon. Who hasn't?
But they are no substitute for brains.
I find out you're lying, know this. There is going to be hell to pay. Seriously.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I'm actually a deep-voiced woman. Now, brains are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
You make a very, very good point about the Benjamin Standards. Because if you truly are transsexual...
I'm trying to turn him... into a...
There's no law against wearing such apparel on the street.
Perfectly ordinary people. Your own planet.
Keep on calling.
To extend your violence, this earth of yours will be reduced to a burned out cinder.
Now I will kill you.
Max, he's wearing a dress.
I think he's trying to mate.
Oh, yeah.
I don't do humans.
No kidding.
It is no concern of ours how you run your own planet.
I think you're just a big bully, picking on people smaller than you are.
There's no law against wearing such apparel on the street, as long as it can be distinguished that man is man and woman is woman.
I went to a doctor and say, hey, I want to be a woman the next day.
We're talking about spraying the wealth wheel, kind of.
Was that one of those original Martians trying to tune in from afar?
Mars needs Connie.
Is a space monster?
Mars
I don't know.
Needs Connie.
Earth needs women.
Female.
Earth needs a hell of a lot more women. I think if Earth would tip the scale the right way for us guys, I think our problems would finally be all over.
What?
I think
all
if there was,
the place,
instead of 1.6 women for every man, what if there was like 1.9 women for every man?
Baby. Come on. Well, that would certainly make things easier on me. There'd be more women for me, too.
You would be more womanlike, or you would be more womanly from the contrast of so much womanhood around you, too. You could take it, you know, 5 or 7 ways.
Oh, I take it any way I can.
Well, I'm sure you do. Does the word lowlife...
Watch 5 or 6 or 7 men and women doing it. I'd rather be five or seven men and women doing it.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
But what would a cacophonous experience like that be? It would be so confusing. You would not know your own id from your own tid.
Not only would you remove your own head from your own body, but you would actually be forcing yourself into a situation where you'd be looking at yourself from the inside.
There's no law against wearing such apparel on the street. As long as it can be distinguished, man is man, man is woman, is woman, woman is woman.
A big boy.
My significant other is a pre-op transsexual.
As long as it can be distinguished, that man is man, and woman is man, is crime, and woman is woman.
Pleasure, isn't it? Crime and giving
man is man, man is man, man. Man is man. Man is man.
Man is man. And giving yourself over.
Man, Connie spews there, friends, from Reverend Protectrix Amazonia. And now we're going to dare delve deep into the folds of the Connieites, as such as Nikki Deathchick, who preached at the Oasis of Slack, friends, in Tucson. She already knows you if you ordered any Subgenius
products in the last 5 years. I have seen your name before passing your order onto one of the robots or lesser beings. And of course, there's the constant hassle of having to deal with the attention you get when you're part of a very small but ever-expanding pool of mutant females in a great big pool of male mutants. Additionally, many of the events of the past years would not have been accomplished had it not been for Connie intervention and direction.
And I'm not doing any ass licking today. I told you that, right?
Yes, yes. No ass licking.
I'm telling you, it's getting so a fella can't get away from the goddamn sickies no more.
I left New York for that same reason. Hell, I love that city. That's before it got crazy, that is. And all that atomic shit started falling out of the sky.
And wherever a spore touches you, a parasite will grow.
A guy broke into the house.
Yeah.
He raped you. You liked it. He died.
They got used to eating human flesh.
He feeds those pigs, dead people, and then he eats the pigs.
So what? Everybody's sick. Everybody running away from everything. And what are you? What are you, a troublemaker? Huh?
Terror, horror, death. Film at 11.
Damn well is metal.
Solid.
Yeah.
Solid metal. Impregnable.
I was so proud
of her. Well, I heard she is pregnable.
I was so proud of her. She got up at that D-Bible, and she preached her little heart out, and her mighty excellent lungs were heaving as she preached, and preached on the false Connies versus the true Connie type.
She preached her beloved groins right off, and I was not sadder than anybody there crying as I was to see that happen. She is a lovely person. I mean, a lovely personality.
Personality and...
And a playwright as well. It works for the EMS services. Well, I didn't actually see that part. I think I was just imagining it. Well, you wish she was your daughter, don't you?
No, actually, now she's several years older than my daughter, and so it's okay, you know?
Ah, I see why I got the dirty old man looks. Now I understand. Well, you know, some babes, you know, like in their 30s, actually look younger. So she is younger.
Technically, Reverend Nikki Deathchick is an employee of the... She's one of my fellow co-workers for the Subgenius
Foundation. I thought you were going to say she was an imperialist.
No, so if I were to say fresh things about her and so forth, that could be construed as on-the-job harassment, you see.
Okay. We don't want you to harangue her on your job or any other place you
go.
No,
but I sure wouldn't mind it if she harassed me. Oh, yes. Have you ever seen Nikki Death Chick in her nun outfit with that big old whip, that riding crop?
I personally would rather spank Nikki than have her spank me.
Well,
I'm just one of those kind of guys.
She'd probably rather that, too. And she's into guilt on both parties and taking turn, because the guilt is what makes the forget, makes it all seem so forbidden. And that's what makes it so much fun for some folks, you know.
It just proves my point that we were the ones who were supposed to take over all along. It's not a situation of who's better or any retarded conspiracy-based notions of battle between the sexes. It's just part of the plan. For when the Connyites have power, then will fear be placed into the heart of the demon of the conspiracy.
Get this straight. You showed them your purse, and that makes them pass out?
And thanks again for servicing our daughter.
She's gonna have an elephant!
Is you trying to say my wife screwed an elephant?
Now, you know how powerful the devil is, and if you cross him, he's gonna be mad as hell.
Shut up and let me think. I gotta think. Whew, this is killing me.
This hoe is so ugly, she can scare a hungry bulldog off the back of a meat truck.
I suppose digging in cow dung is fun, is it? Depends on what you find underneath.
I remember now. After I passed out, I remember. A serpent. A horrible thing. Towering above me. Coiled around a crucifix.
Fritz, get up, for God's sake, get up! They've killed Fritz! They've killed Fritz! Those wild beasts, stinking yellow fairies! Those horrible atrocity-filled vermin! Those despicable animal warmongers! They've killed Fritz! Take that! Take that! Take that, you green slime! You black-hearted shark bull-legged!
Because of my interactions with false Connyites in my earliest days of involvement with the church, I never wanted to talk about Connie or do things that seemed like I was placing my gender above my gettiness. But things have changed. My aspect has always been more of the collie side of Connie. To get shit done and punish the guilty while providing slack for the truth.
Fairbanks. Back to find the beast that chewed up your pals while they were still alive and kicking. You want to come along?
We've all heard we've been terrorized by what some people say is a sea monster. Well, I say it's only a fish. And we're not going to be intimidated by a fish.
Now, I got big problems. I mean, stuff that dogs don't understand.
Well, why doesn't somebody reason with it? Can't you control it? It's got to be stopped.
We're your government. We're the good guys.
A preachment, dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, Nicotine, and the Temptations of Eve.
Okay, let's hear it. It was so good. Once I was happy and had a good wife. I had enough money to last me for life. I met with a gal and we went on a spree. She taught me to smoke and drink whiskey. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild food. And wild, wild food.
Sing Temptation, will you?
Please.
Cigarettes is a blot on the whole human race. A man is a monkey with one in his face. Here's my definition, believe me, dear brother. A fire on one end, a fool on the t'other.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. And love you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
Well,
dear friend, somebody get that bum out of here. Brother, repent or they'll riot on your grave. Two women in whiskey, here lies a poor slave. Take warning, dear stranger, take warning, dear friend. They'll write in big letters these words at the end.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. And ride you crazy.
Hold it, brother. My friend, I'm afraid you're in the wrong place. We don't sing that kind of music here.
Okay, then show us your muscles.
Good God! The prediction came true!
Now, what's that?
It's Bob Pipe.
It's a young hipster teenager girl with a Bob Pipe in her mouth and a broomstick inserted just the way Bob predicted would be the new fad of the...
Now,
just before the end.
Speaking of things that come and go, speaking of fads, is that a real broomstick or is that one?
Signs of the end time. When you see a broomstick where it shouldn't ought to be, whether it be inserted by New York Police Department or Lower Bob Dobbs himself, friends, you know the end times are coming. And so
we've been
a lot
warned.
Of gross perverts out there, of which I am not that kind myself.
No. Nay, brother.
And I only look
Baptist,
at these things.
I need
can I get a witness?
Look at in your eyes, the mantle of
the
yellow
enemy.
Mantle dripping down
can
from
I get
the
a
corners
witness,
of your
brothers.
Eyes.
Praise the Lord to pass the ammunition. Sometimes I wish God give me a Holy Ghost machine gun, I'll blow your head off.
There's some new words that are being described very blatantly. Let me give an example. In the lyrics of songs, when you hear them sing about engine, motor, or machine, they're referring to sex. When you hear them sing about funky, they're referring to sexual odors. When they sing about groovy, they're talking about the position of intercourse. When they sing of get off, for singing about the goal of lovemaking. Didn't you hear him talk about, sing about groupies? We're talking about rock prostitutes.
I am a groupie.
The bee, 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 bee,
bee. Do you know what a groupie is?
I am a groupie.
I'm a groupie.
You're a groupie.
A rock group freak like me, who digs musicians and follows them night after night to wherever their gig is. I am a groupie. I'm 16 years old. I am a groupie. I get where I want to go, any way I can. Thumb trips, a van, or daddy's wheel. All I want is to be free. And all I've got are looks and a few gimmicks. I am a groupie.
At this point, that is absolutely incredible to hear those primitive drum beats and the overt and blatant reference to Satan.
That is unbelievable. Every time I hear it, it gives me, I guess the word to describe would be the creeps. Sometimes late at night I have to play this, and it's not fun to play that type of beat after midnight, believe me. But if you think that's unbelievable, I've got more of this song for you.
Hey, what in a world?
Legging her bend over that trapeze, flipping and flapping it in the air like a dark-headed Cochise woman. Yes, there's the ellipse. It's come back again. Yes, and now my forehead is back to its usual shape and size. And so is yours out there. Everything is resumed to normal.
Oh, feels better, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's slack.
Strap ourselves
back. That's what we call slack.
That's the problem when you unbuckle the seatbelt.
Just let your forehead cave right in. Just deflate, baby.
What would be better than...
You've been inflated. You rose earlier. Now it's time to just flop, baby. Just let it all out. Every brain cell, let it melt down into a little puddle of... gray matter soup.
Then sip that soup and sleep, friends. But not until you've checked out all the words and videotapes of Bob Dobbs at www.subgenius.com. Or, got that pencil ready? Bob at Post Office Box 140306, Dallas, Texas 75214. Oh, yes, and that was the Brand Flakes, friends, doing that Praise of the Lord groupie, the groupie bit. The Brand Flakes at www.thebrandflakes.com. And now, stay tuned, friends, you internet listeners, for Nikki's X-rated rant after Ziza.
She's pretty, don't you think? And you creeped her out.
I felt even more uncomfortable when my father suddenly began taking his clothes off. And before I could say Sigmund Freud, my father put on this diaper. To see my own father in a diaper, whoa!
What do you think could have done that to him?
I wish I knew, Lieutenant.
But look at the way his skin and clothes are torn. It's almost as if, I don't know, it's almost as if he exploded.
If you're always in this condition, it's quite obvious you couldn't get it up, even if you used a crane.
Robin, must you always smother my cooking in Dreidel before you even taste it?
There is so much to see and know. There is so far for men to go. It's good to travel wide, and then it's good to come back home again.
Fasten safety belts, please. Fasten safety belts, please. We're coming in for an Earth landing.
Now we're turning. Our tail will point toward the Earth, and we will slow down our landing with our tail rockets. There's the field below.
People say in Boston even beans do it.
Let's beans do will it. Do it, friends.
Let's go.
Home again.
So he goes out and asks an altar boy, what does the pastor usually give for blowjobs?